We're back with more Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Glad you were able to stay with us. We were having a few technical difficulties. I hope you can forgive us for that. We are doing some things with some folks in the Northeast, and based on the power outages and the communication systems that's been going on, we may have lost the speaker for a while or the guest for a while and some other things, but we're back now, and we're going to keep moving forward. If you'd like to join us on our conversation, the phone lines are open. Please call us at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. We have with us Loran Starr, who's done some work, her latest book, a book that's coming out soon. And I think when I was reading it, says it was expected to be out in 2013. The title of the book is Empowering Women from Boardroom to Bedroom. Quick question. I saw in the information that I received from you, it was something called LEIP Forward. What is LEIP, or Leadership Emotional Intelligence? Tell me a little bit about that, Loran.
Sure. So when I first got into emotional intelligence going back 10 years ago, one of the things I struggled with as a leader, so this is before I started coaching and really working into it, but as a leader, look, emotional intelligence has 36 now, with social emotional intelligence, depending on which spectrum you look at, can have an upward of 56 competencies. And as a leader, look, that's all well and fine, but I wanted to focus in on what are the ones that leaders must have. So after doing some research and getting my master's degree in leadership emotional intelligence, I published a book called Leap Forward, which is Leadership Emotional Intelligence Proficiency. It is a workbook for women leaders in today's market and in today's economy. And instead of focusing on all the components of emotional intelligence, it really looks at the top 16 that are well documented that leaders must have today to succeed. The 16 that are in every single hiring assessment. It's what companies are looking for. So you can purchase that book right on Amazon.com. You can go to my website and see it. But really, that was my first foray into leadership emotional intelligence.
Okay. Speaking of your website, why don't you share that with our listeners?
So my website is www.loranstar.com. That's LauranStar.com. And there's a plethora of information there, as well as blogs and everything else that I do, which is kind of crazy. But it's good.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thanks a lot on that. One of the other things I'm going to ask you, Rand, I just have to ask you. You say that you had spent time in the military, you know, in the United States Armed Forces. So would you say, what is your opinion or take on emotional intelligence and the armed forces or the armed forces services? Do they have emotional intelligence, lack of emotional intelligence? Is it something that, or is it seen differently? What's your thought?
You know, interestingly enough, the armed forces I have found, and I've worked with our armed forces as well, with emotional intelligence, as well as the Canadian armed forces, they are above the curve, believe it or not. Especially when we start looking at diversity, when we look at communication, when we look at empathy, when we look at some of the other visionary leadership, catalyst of change, they are actually ahead of the curve. At least that's been my experience.
Well, why do you think that would be? Because typically the armed forces does not teach emotional intelligence.
Technically, they don't teach emotional intelligence. However, you do get it when you go through basic training and when you go through your advanced training, because it's mostly scenario work that you're doing. So they're not going to send new recruits into a true battlefield situation and have them think on their feet. What we do is we create scenarios for them. And in creating those scenarios, we stretch that part of the brain, which houses the emotional intelligence, which allows them to begin to think outside of the box or begin to create change and think differently. I know everybody believes that the armed forces is very do as you're told, not as you think. And that's not true. Or at least my experience hasn't been true. I was in 1990. It wasn't then. Anytime I saw an issue that I thought could be solved better, it was more than welcome.
So no, that's great.
But do they train it hands-on? No, they do. They don't call it emotional intelligence training. They call it leadership training.
You know, that's great to hear because a lot of times people don't associate emotional intelligence with military armed services, as you said. They think it's more of, I tell you what to do, you do it, don't ask questions and that sort of thing. But emotional intelligence is not just about, you know, following orders or about emotions itself. It's about being intelligent about the use of emotions that we can use in so many different ways.
Well, it's understanding relationships. And the Armed Forces does a really good job of that. When you look at coming out of the military, if you held a leadership position, you are three times as likely to get hired in a high-level leadership position than anyone else. Why is that? Because companies recognize that you can think outside of the box. Companies recognize that you know how to deal with adversity and change. You know how to put yourself in or have the empathy and the tolerance needed to lead a team. Corporations realize that that's what you did for the last how many years that you were involved in the service. So while they don't call it emotional intelligence, absolutely they fall into that spectrum. And when you look at studies that look at the U.S. military and how do they score in EI, they actually score relatively high compared to the layperson.
So yeah, that's great. Yeah, because that was some of the information that I had picked up. Go ahead.
I'm
sorry.
Not actually trained, but it's not trained. We don't go into the service. Like, I don't go in to, when I went to the Air Force, I didn't go in and say, okay, now we need to start talking about empathy. Absolutely not. What we need to do is build scenarios that include empathy. Very different. So it's a different way of teaching emotional intelligence, but it works. And like I said, more and more companies are employing those tactics. Companies want that. They want somebody that can see an issue and be able to solve it. They want somebody that understands that it's not just how smart you are, it's how you relate to everyone around you. And you understand that domino effect, that trickle effect, that if you upset this card, understand the ramifications and be prepared for them.
Right. Fantastic. Hey, thanks, Lorraine. I really appreciate it. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to share with the audience out there your internet radio call sign so that if they want to, you know, maybe tune in and hear your show and hear what's going on, what would they need to do?
Oh, thank you. I am on Contact Talk Radio, CTR. And you can find us actually all over the place. We're on Ping FM Live 365. You can go right to my website and listen directly from my website. We're on UpSnap Mobile. And if you want to catch any of my past episodes, you can go to iTunes and just pull up Lorraine Starr, and it'll show you all of the podcasts that are out there. There's quite a few of them. And it's empowering women from boardroom to bedroom room. No topic is taboo.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for being a guest on our show today. I really, really, really appreciate it. And I learned quite a bit in terms of the boardroom to bedroom. I can't wait for the book to come out, which will be sometime in 2013. And I'll be looking for it and certainly want to add it to my reading list and put it on my bookshelf. So thanks so much for being a guest with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. Everyone, it's just about time for us to close out. Before we do, just like to mention a couple of things, and that is Let's Talk EI is sponsored by the Society of Emotional Intelligence. And as I said at the beginning of the show, not only do we want you to be a listener, we want you to be a member. So to become a member of the Society of Emotional Intelligence, just go to our website, societyofei.org. Once you're on the website, then you just go to the membership area. And then the membership area, it shows or provides at least three different ways or three different categories for membership, such as professional, student, or corporate membership. Our next show will be December 3rd. December 3rd. Boy, the time is passing fairly quickly. The next show, December 3rd, and after that, we'll already be into 2013. So time is moving fairly quickly. But our next show, well, I won't give it away, but go to our website in about, let's say in about 2 weeks and check out Let's Talk EI and you'll see who our guest will be. I just want to say thanks, everyone. I really appreciate you tuning in to Let's Talk EI and being a listener. We'd like for you to also be a caller by calling in and talking and sharing your thoughts and ideas with our guests and or me, or just saying hello to some of your friends and associates out there and inviting them to get involved in the Society of Emotional Intelligence. We actually have a chapter in Los Angeles, one in Atlanta, and one in New York, and, of course, one in Tampa, Florida. And as a matter of fact, the chapters in Atlanta and Los Angeles, they're looking for new leadership. In other words, they have a chair and they're looking for some others to join them. So if you're interested in becoming a part of a growing chapter in the Los Angeles area or the Atlanta area, well, just go to those websites and you'll find the information there. And if you're interested in starting a chapter in your area, you'll find that information on the Society of EI website. That's societyofei.org website, and it'll give you some information about starting a chapter in your area. So thanks again, everyone. I will see you next month.